That's my advice for players and coaches.
Find a way.
Create your own opportunities. Yeah. You know, find a way and create your own opportunities, no matter how long it takes.
They need to find somebody that's going to love them and take care of them and prepare them for the real world. Because this baseball thing ain't going to last forever.
And I think where JUCO becomes a fantastic option is if you don't fall in love.
I think it's really important that we link, as parents and coaches, we've linked identity with you know, who they really are, and leave baseball as the thing that they do.
Welcome back to the Are You in the Book podcast, where the journey is greater than the destination. Brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book. Are you in the book? And now, your host, Eric Wobinaw.
Hey, this is Eric Wobinaw with the Baseball Blue Book, and we are on the Pitch Podcast, talking about entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and really just expanding the world of baseball. And today, it really is that, expanding it down to the Caribbean islands. With the NABF, we've got a whole lot of different people on the call today. We're going to go ahead and start with an introduction. Really excited about this this episode. We've got Austin Helliger, actually down at St. Martin right now, and enjoying the beautiful weather as we're all getting cold up here north. We've got Coach Johnny Johnson with, and I have it right here, James Clemens High School. And then we also got Buzz McNish with the NABF with us today. Gentlemen, I appreciate you joining the podcast tonight, and we got a lot to cover. And so let's go ahead and start with Austin. Why don't you go ahead and do a quick introduction of you and your organization?
So my name is Austin Heiliger, and I'm the St. Martin Baseball Softball Federation president, and I'm also the Caribbean Regional Director for NABF.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Coach Johnson.
My name is Johnny Johnson. I'm the head baseball coach at James Clemens High School in Madison, Alabama. Also the chairman of the board of directors for the Alabama Baseball Coaches Association. And then finally, what ties to this is president of the board for the Open Border Sports Foundation, which is a nonprofit trying to help grow the game of baseball and softball in St. Martin.
That's great. And Buzz.
I'm Buzz McNish. I am the high school director for the NABF. I also serve on the board of directors and high school baseball coach at Fulton High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's great. Well, guys, I really appreciate you joining the program. You know, the Baseball Blue Book is a proud sponsor of the NABF, and the NABF is a proud sponsor of the Baseball Blue Book. So we're really excited about being a part of this. And really, this episode is about to learn a little bit more about it. I think where we would start is with Coach Johnny Johnson. I mean, it really got started there. So, Coach, why don't you give us a quick kind of history, kind of take us back of how you got introduced to Austin and how this thing all got started.
Well, one of our umpires here in North Alabama is a guy named Jamal Cummins, and Jamal is a native of St. Martin. And he, about 2.5 years ago, said, "Hey, well, I'm not going to be around to call next year." And I'm like, "Well, where are you going?" He said, "Well, I'm moving back to my home, St. Martin." I said, "Man, I've been there. I love it. If there's anything I can ever do," he was going to be involved with baseball. And I didn't know at the time, Austin, who he's going to be involved with. And I said, "I'd love to come down and help." Well, not very long after that, he called and said, "Hey, would you come do a clinic?" And so I flew down there with my family in December, two Decembers ago, almost three now. And met Austin for the first time. And we ran about a 3-day player clinic and did one night with coaches, and just really fell in love with it. Spent the next summer in the Bahamas, took some guys down to play with Team St. Martin in a tournament in the Bahamas with Austin, and spent a week down there with them. And just really from that point, tried to brainstorm on, okay, how can we help? And I saw a need, not only for equipment and those kinds of things to build that, but getting kids to use this athletic ability like we see kids do in the States to get an education and to get a degree and then hopefully go back to St. Martin and be productive adults. And you know, that wasn't an avenue that's typical down there right now. And so we've been kind of building on that and came up with the Open Border Sports Foundation nonprofit. Just recently started that in October, and just trying to find ways to help young people reach their potential, right?
I think that's great. That's fantastic. I appreciate the coach. And Austin, let's hear from you. You're the brainchild of what's going on, right? You've got a whole lot of pieces and moving parts here. Why don't you give us kind of a backstory of how you got involved? Why is this so important to you? And then we'll go into Buzz and the NABF. But we'd love to hear from you.
So I moved back home to St. Martin in December 2020. I did my studies in the U.S., lived in the U.S. for some while. And my dad is Dominican, so I was in love with baseball from young. You know, just like anybody else, my skills wasn't the best, but I wanted to be around the game. So I picked up umpiring for a while, but that was a tough job. You know what I mean? Making those hard calls, people get vexed with you. So I decided to get into being a coach. So when I came back into St. Martin, I helped Omar Williams start the Pelican Baseball League, which was for adults. And then my business associate, Demar LaBega, as well as Jamal Cummings, we decided we want to do something for the kids. So we started Babe Ruth, the commissioner, as well as Babe Ruth. So like Coach Johnny, I'm the commissioner of Babe Ruth, now the president of St. Martin Baseball Softball Federation, and the Caribbean director for NABF. When we met Coach Johnny, it was a right fit. He came with his family. Everybody liked him. And we had a goal. I was able to go to college and get 3 college degrees. And I wanted the same for kids that were student athletes. So Coach Johnny came and did the clinic and then assisted us with bringing equipment for Babe Ruth. So he did equipment drive for us, as well as some of his associates donated cash to sponsor a kid to go to the Bahamas. So I always felt close to Coach Johnny, you know, in some personal times I could have picked up on the phone and call him. And when I became the president, I knew I needed to find an organization that can be able to put everything together. So like Coach Johnny said, we wanted to start Open Border some since 2021, you know, some hiccups, finding the right people and making sure people was aligned with what it is you wanted to do for the right reasons. So just getting ready to go on top of Instagram, I saw NABF came up. So I got their email and I wrote to Derek. And within 5 minutes, Derek messaged me back. The conversation started. And then we had a Zoom with myself, Coach Johnny, Buzz. And then they told me they was coming to St. Martin. And that is how St. Martin Baseball Softball Federation, Open Border Sport Foundation, and NABF decided to come collectively together to get equipment, train coaches, kids, trainers. And then we came up with our first tournament, which is going to be the high school tournament.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Austin. Buzz, that kind of ties you in, right? So the NABF, I understand how the NABF operates and with franchises. And is this the question is to you about how the expansion is into the islands, but then also follow up with what you saw as the opportunity when you guys actually went down and visited with Austin and saw the opportunity. So I guess start with kind of the franchise, the expansion, what the NABF is looking to do, and then how this was a really good fit.
Well, the NABF, just as you said, the format is we have franchises throughout the country, and in those franchises, they have teams and variety of age groups. One of the things that the NABF has been talking about for a long time was expanding internationally. We had not done it. It is something that we had been talking about. And then Austin reached out and we're like, wow, here's the opportunity to get started. So, through those conversations, as Austin said, we had a Zoom meeting with Austin and Derek and myself and Coach Johnny, and we, you know, talked about some of the opportunities that may be there and kind of explored some things. Then Austin had us down to the island. and we visited the island and toured their baseball facilities and what opportunities they currently had and what some of the needs were. So as an organization, we saw opportunity to franchise there, but also opportunity to help with some of their needs and work with them. It wasn't just about us getting a franchise there, expanding internationally, having a NABF franchise there. It was also about helping the kids and the families on the island. It's already been mentioned a little bit about helping educate the kids and the families there and what their opportunities are in baseball and how they can use baseball as a tool to better their lives and provide more opportunities for themselves. So there was a need, and going around the island and touring everything and listening and talking to people and talking to Austin and Austin introducing us to a lot of people. We saw the need there to be able to help and in working with Open Borders, working together to fill a lot of those needs. And then also, it has opened a door for us to, some other places to expand. We've had some other countries reach out and after finding out that we're getting involved in St. Martin, some other countries have reached out and it's opening up some other doors of opportunity for us as well to be involved in some other places.
That's great. Derek, real quick, could you give just the listeners, if they have not heard of the NABF, can you give us one, the NABF, what it stands for, and then just a little bit of background on the NABF?
So that's the NABF is the National Amateur Baseball Federation. It's actually the oldest operating amateur baseball organization in the country. It was established in 1914 in Louisville, Kentucky. It's been operating continuously ever since. So we do franchises, as we talked about earlier. We do franchises and national tournaments, and we go up to a college and unlimited ages, and we're expanding down to into some younger ages now. It's NABF has mostly been 12 and under up to college and unlimited ages, but we're kind of getting down into 8 and unders and some of those younger age groups now too, and expanding like we're talking about here.
No, that's great. I appreciate that. There's a lot of things to kind of unpack on this, right? We've got the NABF, which is the oldest operating association or organization in baseball, which I love. I always say the baseball blue book's been around since 1909. We got 5 years on the NABF, so we're both really old, but it's great to be working with these guys. Your primary goal is really expansion, right? And what I love about the NABF is, unlike a lot of the travel teams and the pay for play, the NABF is very traditional. It's very old school ball. It's kind of back to the grassroots. It's and I think one of the things you guys tout is it's MLB rules, right? You play rules the way that the game should be played. And so I always encourage anyone that I know that the NABF is just such a phenomenal association to get involved with from the very beginning all the way up. And they've got such great groups and franchises all across the country. And now we're expanding, which is awesome. So Coach Johnson and Open Borders was such a great idea that you had by just having a simple conversation and a visit and then meeting Austin. Expand a little bit about what Open Borders and the purpose of it and what your goals are specifically for Open Borders.
Well, we named it Open Borders because the island is split French and Dutch, and it's one of the oldest open borders in the world between those two sides of the island. So we just thought that was an appropriate name for what we were trying to do. Plus, just the thought pattern of us helping someone outside our own country. And really just seeing the need going down there like Buzz and Derek did and seeing what needs they had was, okay, how can we raise some money and some equipment or whatever and do it the best way possible? Do it in the United States, right? The United States, you got to be a nonprofit where people are tax deductible and all those things. And obviously, there's some money on that island, but it's in tourism and not necessarily being dumped into youth sports and into those kinds of things. And so we just thought raising money in the United States would be easier and simpler for us because we're here, and then turn around and use that money to help, whether it's send equipment, whether it's, you know, sending coaches down there to coach coaches. You know, that is a huge need down there, is just the education to leave coaches better informed. You know, we go to our state coaches convention, or I'll be going to Dallas in January to the ABCA. And, you know, there's nothing like that for them down there.
Right.
And so could we take coaches down there and do a mini clinic, yeah, and do those kinds of things and educate coaches, even more so than, you know, doing the players clinics. I mean, players clinics are great, but those kids are going to graduate and move on.
Right.
You know, we feel like coaching coaches would leave a better legacy. And then the other side of that is there a way to help Austin with the Federation? Is there a way to educate families on how to come here as an exchange student? Buzz and I've been dealing with this a lot lately. Had a couple we were trying to help, and, you know, they just don't know. The whole Latin America, Caribbean islands, their goal is, hey, 16, let's sign pro.
Right, right.
You know, and that's not the reality for most of the world.
Right.
But the reality could be, hey, let's use this platform of baseball, softball, get to the United States, to college, get a degree, get educated like Austin did. Austin got 2 degrees here in the United States.
Yep.
And then go back and give back to my community.
Oh, three.
I'm sorry. Three degrees. My fault. 3 degrees. And so can we do that and find another avenue for these kids to be productive adults through baseball? And they're just not, it's not that they just don't know.
Right.
You know, we see it every day. Kids are going to junior college or going to whatever level school and getting education. And that's just not a platform or an avenue they've had. And so I think that's a huge thing for Open Borders is providing education and opportunities for those kids.
You know what? That I appreciate you clarifying that, because, you know, you think about the islands, you think about what Major League Baseball has done. You think about the number of Latin American players are now in the major leagues, and you said it perfectly, right? It's 16 and draft, right? 16 and into the major leagues, but there's a whole lot of kids that's not a reality, just like it is in the States, right? I mean, the percentage of kids that are going to make it are so small. And then, Buzz, I loved what you said, using baseball as a tool, as a conduit to better education. And I think that's one thing that the Baseball Blue Book focuses so much on with my coaches' interviews. We're talking about finding the right fit, and these coaches are trying to help these kids come in, create better people, right? Better citizens of the world, and they can go back out and make a difference. And I think that's what this whole thing is, which I think is great. It's Open Borders coming in to help the needs, kind of facilitate some of the direct needs. Buzz and the NABF is creating a structure so that these kids can find some, you know, potentially awareness and exposure out to the collegiate world, which is over 1,700 baseball programs, right? All the coaches are looking for new players. Austin, so this is a unique opportunity. 3 degrees from the States. You're bringing back a lot of knowledge, but also a lot of understanding of the needs of your island. Talk about kind of how you want to work and how this is going to kind of all come together from your perspective with Open Borders and the NABF, as well as the Baseball Blue Book.
So basically, Coach Johnny was able to meet some government officials.
Hold on one second. I'm gonna edit all of this. Just so you guys know, just because you can't hear him doesn't mean we won't hear him in the podcast. Everything's going to be is being recorded locally to his computer and then uploaded to mine. So we're going to nod and act like we understand and hear you, Austin, but we may not.
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead.
So basically, Coach Johnny and Buzz, they came to the islands, so they understand the island mechanism of politics run. You know, it's not as easy as it is in the United States. One of the key things is baseball was the number one sport when I was young, but now we lost kids to like basketball, soccer, because there wasn't a lot of opportunities in baseball. And for me, I think outside of the box, I went to college in Florida, so I understand that life. Whereas when I was in college, Florida Marlins didn't win a championship. The tickets was like $20, $40 to sit in the press box. Fast forward, they win a World Series. I couldn't even get to a game because the tickets were so expensive. So me, I always felt my daughter goes to Howard University. And I saw the need with bringing in educators for it to be more than a game. Like Coach Johnny said, in the Caribbean, your goal is 14, 15, 16, and sign. You ain't hearing no 16-year-old talk about high school or college. And with limited fields on the island, I like to network. So the same way I met Coach Johnny, I met Buzz and Derek from NABF, I have talked to MLB player alumni. I've been on the phone with Babe Ruth. I've been on the phone with RBI. My key goal is finding a group of people that we could create a state-of-the-art facilities that can prepare these kids them the right way. A lot of kids don't go to the gym here until they're 17, 18. But that's normal in the United States. You're going to go in the weight room. You're going to go on the field. So my goal is, with Coach Johnny and Buzz being high school teachers, they can actually tell the parents the reality of getting your kid into the U.S. And then there's the opportunity of hosting tournaments. And Coach Johnny has some amazing people on Open Borders, so does NABF. I feel it's going to be a great merge because by me bringing NABF, Buzz just said it, other countries want to join. You know, we're having a high school tournament. A lot of countries are looking into ticket, looking into cost. So I feel with NABF, Coach Johnny, Baseball, Blue Book, we could attract some major sponsors, some major partners to help in the tournament, you know, or to eventually create a state-of-the-art feeling. Like Coach Johnny said, this was a dream of mine since 2021 to build a field. I never knew I was going to run for the president of the federation. The opportunity came and I ran, but my focus was just Babe Ruth. And with Coach Johnny, we always talk about helping baseball. And now that I'm the president, I'm going to be here for quite some time. The goal is to do as much as we can to give the great opportunities for kids.
All right, Austin. Well, you know what? I don't think you could have partnered with two better people. I think Coach Johnson and Buzz, they bring a passion to the game. Just meeting Johnny for the first time, you know, I've done over 200 interviews with coaches, and one of the things that is a constant is their passion for the game and their passion for expansion, and really trying to they're taking young men and they're developing them for being a great, you know, contributor to society. So I think that it's a fantastic partnership. I think it's fantastic. And what we're doing, the Baseball Blue Book, is really kind of tying these things all together. We just talked about before we got on with Austin, iTunes is they've got an announcement to open up St. Martin and some of the kind of the remote islands for the app. Google Play will have the app, and I saw Austin had somebody hack something for him, so he actually has the app on his phone now, so I was excited to see that. But we're doing everything from a technology perspective to bring it together. The whole point and the whole motivation that we have is to – there you go – is to give kids exposure, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. We want to do everything we can to give these guys an avenue, a portal into what they can do, and working with guys like the Alabama Coaches Association, NABF, we're here to help support it. Guys, I really appreciate the opportunity. Buzz, is there anything else that you kind of want to talk about, kind of the next steps of as far as what this partnership looks like?
Well, I think that the high school invitational that is scheduled in St. Martin, I think that's something we probably ought to talk about.
Yep.
Because they've drawn some interest from other countries as well. And, and we're trying to get some teams from the States down there to play. I think that's a good thing because it brings people from different places. Anytime you bring people from different countries together and from the States and you can mix them all together, I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
Opportunities for kids to see, you know, some different cultures and different things, play against some different people and cultures that they're not used to. I think that's a good thing. I know Austin's gotten a lot of support there in St. Martin from the government and so on and so forth with putting that tournament on. Also, they're working towards in St. Martin having national teams, St. Martin national teams, and we're trying to help them with getting all that up and rolling as well. I think they've got some pretty good ideas and plans, but their ultimate goal, I think, is to try to compete for a World Baseball Classic.
There you go.
So we're excited to work with them.
Well, Buzz, can you give us the dates, the times, and a website that people can go to find more information about that?
The high school invitational?
Yep.
That is June the 20th. Help me out.
28th. Yeah, 28th of July 5th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who do they reach out to? Anybody at the NABF.org? Is there certain places that we can reach out to?
The international tournament, they have a website there. Austin will have to tell you what that address is.
And we'll put that on. It's intlcaribbeansports.com. Mm-hmm. And that will be how you can register for that. And Coach Johnson, with the open borders outside of kind of what the NABF is doing from a structural perspective, putting the organization together, you know, opening a franchise, we're going to be doing a high school invitational. There's so many things that are planned this is going to be so exciting. Personally, I don't know why a college would be going to Florida for spring break. I don't know why they wouldn't head down to St. Martin pick up four or five more teams and have some spring training practice down there. But go ahead, open borders. What do you need and what kind of support are you looking for and where can we get a hold of you?
Hey, just like anybody, money, right? We're trying to raise funds so we can send these coaches down there so we can pay for equipment to get down there. Openbordersfoundation.com. is our website. There's all the information about who we are and why we're doing it. And also, you know, links to whether you want to be a one-time donor, a corporate donor, or we've got even subscription based where if you want to give $10 a month and just have it drawn out of your account every month, those small donations add up over time. So we've set that up as well where people can give small and just do it over periods of time. And, you know, because ultimately it takes money to send people down there. It takes money to bring kids here to the States.
Yep.
And so however we can give back, we're actually going to take a team to the tournament, an open borders team. So I've got a bunch of guys lined up. We're putting a team together now to go down there and compete. And we took four kids to the Bahamas with them two summers ago, and my kids still talk about it to this day.
Yep.
The style of play is different. The atmosphere is different. It is like nothing these kids in the States have ever experienced. And our kids had a ball going down there and playing Aruba and the Puerto Rico and in Bahamas. And our kids still talk about it. So I look forward to going back and doing it with a different group.
That's great. Coach, thank you for sharing that because it is such a different and unique. I personally, Austin, and I think I saw you smiling there, I think they have so much more fun.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Drums and noisemakers and chants in the stands. And,
yep.
You know, they were into it now.
Yeah. There is a certain part of that, one of the things I talk about all the time is the having fun back, bringing the game, right? The game is something we love and bringing the love of the game back. And we can just look down to Austin and the St. Martin. They haven't lost the fun. And I think that we can learn a whole heck of a lot, but there's a lot of things that we can do to help. And guys, this is awesome. What you guys are doing, Austin, what you're doing to put this together, I really commend you. It is a lot of work. It's a passion. It's obviously a heart, kind of a heart thing that you're doing. And we really appreciate this. And we really appreciate being a part of it, having the opportunity to do what we can do. But we're certainly asking for a whole lot of help. And if you guys want to get involved, we've got intlcaribbeansports.com. We've got openbordersfoundation.com. And we've got sxmbsf.org, as well as the nabf.org. You can find me at baseballbluebuck.com. We're all over social media. We're going to be doing some big pushes with this podcast, as well as a whole lot of other things to drum up as much of support as we possibly can. Gentlemen, I appreciate you joining the podcast tonight, and you guys have a great evening.
Thanks, Eric.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Eric.